It's not true. It's not true. If you want the love of God, you must become eligible for the love of God. And here's how you become eligible. God loved the world, and he sent Jesus.
That's true.
That's the only, John 3:16 is the only place in the New Testament that uses love for evangelism. It's the only place. Look it up. I got an article on it on our website. Wait, hold on. Let me finish this thought. Love is only used in John 3:16 for evangelism. All the verses on love are mostly about God loving his true saints, true saints loving each other. Do you know what the evangelism is in the Bible? When the saints went out to the world or went out to false religious people like we're doing. They didn't go out and say, God loves you all. Don't you want to be part of God's kingdom? He loves you all. Do you know what they said? Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. And when you repent, you change your mind. You realize I'm on a path to God's wrath because I'm part of this wicked culture. It's all mingled. The church is mingled with the world, single-born parties. It's not God. And when you repent, you change your mind. You then change your ways. And God will see a willing vessel, and you'll be born again. We used to be worldly drunks and churchgoers. We used to go to concerts and drink and get drunk, and then we come to Christian concerts and not drink so much, but still, we were worldly people. We were transformed. We were born again through faith and repentance. So I hope that answers your question, why I'm standing against this. They're practicing pagan ways. They're practicing feminized ways. They don't teach you how to carry yourself, how to dress, how to act, how to live out your life, because this stuff fills up buildings. When I'm preaching, don't fill up buildings. And Jesus said, few will enter the kingdom of God. So look around. 10,000 people here. A few. 8 got on the ark. 3 came out of Sodom and Gomorrah. 2 out of 600,000 came out of Egypt and went into the Holy Land. And Jesus, the greatest preacher that ever lived, he was God himself, right? The greatest preacher that ever lived. Do you know how many followers he had at the end of his ministry when he was crucified? The Bible tells us exactly. You know? No, that was his disciples. Okay. But the followers in the upper room, 120. So only 120 followers from the biblical creator God of the universe. Yet men today pack in hundreds and thousands. Something's wrong. And then add to it, I'm going to get to your question, add to it that we're in the great falling away. That was when the body of Christ was rising. 3,000 in one day in the book of Acts. We're in the falling away now. Paul says few are going to listen to the truth. They're going to become haters of the truth. They're going to become mockers. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, because God would call you out of all this. So you're going to see far fewer in the last days. We're headed in the last days. And this whole church system is part of Satan's deception.
So if they're having a concert, right? Concerts are pagan, right? In your view.
God didn't ordain any of this.
Right. Okay.
He didn't ordain any of this. He doesn't want any of this for worship.
Okay. So
it's witchcraft. You're doing your own thing. That's called witchcraft.
Okay. So.
Like if I said, God, I'm going to rub a chicken on my head to please you. God never told me to rub a chicken on my head. That's witchcraft. I just want to explain the witchcraft.
All right. So, even if they're coming out and they're preaching, right, what they believe, you're preaching what you believe, they're preaching what they believe is out of the Bible, right?
And what are we supposed to do with everyone's preaching? So, test it to the Word of God. Exactly. I heard their gospel. All they said was, God, love loves you. There was no call to repentance, no warning you must be born again, no warning in Hebrews 12 that you must be holy to enter the kingdom of God, and no warning of you must endure in your faith. You don't have guaranteed salvation today. You must continue tomorrow, next week, next month.
Yes.
They didn't preach that.
I hear that.
They didn't preach that. So they're false teachers.
Okay, so they were supposed to be set apart from the world. They're having a concert up there, like pagans would have a concert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you drive a car? Pagans also drive
this
cars.
Is spiritual. That has nothing to do with it. Totally separate. They've attached this to God. My van has nothing to do with God. Just drives me around.
But
this
van
is spiritual.
Is attached to you.
This is spiritual. Nope. You attach the spiritual things to God. See, totally different. You can eat any kind of food you want. As soon as you eat food and go, God said I can only eat this food. Now you've made it spiritual. You're in sin. You can eat that food over here. So don't attach unspiritual things to spiritual. They're making this a spiritual offering to God. They're calling this worship. This is not worship. This is not worship. This is entertainment, right? I'm going to turn my mic back on. I don't want to blow your ears out because people are listening. This is not entertainment. Or excuse me. This is not worship. Worship is your everyday life lived following God biblically. Like if when you young people get married, when you get married, marriage is not a one-time event on a Sunday. It's every day, faithful to your partner, loving them, looking after, caring for them.
God requires that we every day live after him and his ways. This teaches you a Sunday church system. God never ordained Sunday church. God never ordained Christmas and Easter. God never ordained that you would live like the world. I want to get to your question.
Oh, yes.
I promised you.
What was the reference that you gave in Revelations?
Revelation 22, 14, and 15.
Okay, so
whoever loves and practices a lie will be put outside of the kingdom.
Okay.
Christmas is a lie. Easter is a lie. Sunday church is a lie.
Why is it a lie?
Because God didn't ordain it for his worship.
So we can't celebrate when Jesus came, when was born?
Did God tell you to do that?
Well, God doesn't tell us everything that we need to do.
God tells us how to worship him in the New Testament.
Yeah.
He says, keep my ways. That's not his way. That's a man-made way.
Jesus
said in Mark 7, look up Mark 7, 6 through 9. Jesus said, if you keep your man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. You worship him in vain if you add your man-made traditions. These concerts are man-made traditions. Easter and Christmas are man-made traditions. Gathering in a building on Sunday, calling it the Lord's Day. Hey,
talking.
You got my card? You got my email if I can ever help you. Test yourself and go deep into scriptures.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, we love you. You cannot find eternal life walking in this.